Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a bachelor's degree in burning rubber.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering online graduate degree programs in clinical mental health counseling, school counseling, and art therapy. More at antioch.edu. And from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Automotive and manufacturing technicians are in demand across the country, and specifically in Ohio, where some of the top auto manufacturers have put down roots: Honda, Ford, Stellantis. At the University of Northwestern Ohio, students are racing to get technical degrees and meet the need. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Tire marks paint the black concrete of a secluded parking lot on University of Northwestern Ohio's campus in Lima. Today, Eric Kananowitz is adding to the canvas. Clouds of smoke and dust engulf the car as he does donuts around a pole. The car looks like it could spin out at any moment. Kananowitz says that's an illusion.
It's just controlled chaos, but there's a lot more to it than just like laying your foot down and like just letting the car drive around. It does take a lot of inputs from your brakes, your handbrake, your clutch.
These chaotic maneuvers are illegal on most public lots. But here at UNO, it's part of the learning process. Kananowitz is studying high-performance motorsports like NASCAR or Formula One.
My end goal is to be a Formula One driver and just be able to drive as a career. I just want to be behind the wheel and have fun.
The Ohio Private College has made motorsports its niche. Not only can you join Kananowitz's drifting club, there's also drag racing, autocross, off-roading. Any way you can race, Dean Hobler says the university has a club for it.
We want to be not only the best, but the only one doing things like this.
Hobler is the provost of the university's Business, Health, and Occupational College. He says these extracurricular offerings are an extension of what's going on inside the classroom, where they're teaching students how to build, repair, and maintain cars. He points to Kananowitz, who, having finished his donuts, is now under his car, working to repair his shifter.
All of the things that go on in this car technically take place in the car that you drive down the street. The suspension, the tires, the brakes, all of the engine components, they're all connected. So he has a lifelong career.
Since the 70s, the college has focused on the automotive and agribusiness industries. Around three-fourths of the university's students are in the trades programs. And it's needed. While many rural communities struggle to offer enough technical training to meet industry demand, Lima is the exception. That's according to Georgetown University researcher Zach Mabel.
Unlike most other parts of the country, they actually are producing a very large share of certificates and associate's degrees in blue-collar fields. They're a unicorn to some extent.
The university has partnerships with Formula Drift and Daytona International Speedway, and alumni in nearly every professional motorsport. But Hobler says they also work with the local community to see how they can meet Lima's technical needs.
We have students that walk out of here, make $100,000 a year. And it's not always clean, and it's not in an office, and it's not with a tie. But I think Ohio should appreciate what we're doing to keep technicians out in the workforce.
So while many students like Kananowitz dream of making it big and burning rubber on the track, Hobler says they don't have to be behind the wheel to leave their mark. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Lima.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.